of us to get a chance to share before we sing our last song and wrap up for the morning. I hope you enjoyed the chance to get out and walk around. Hopefully, maybe even it made you want to do it more, and encourage you to prayer walk your neighborhood, to prayer walk around where you go to work, go to school. But I'll have the mic on here. And you'll notice we're keeping our masks on even up here at the front. So if you come up, just again, if we'd ask you to leave your mask on, I guess that's the new recommendation here for us. So, but is there anyone this morning that would love to share something that maybe struck them as they were out praying, something they were led to pray for that would be helpful to share with the rest of us this morning? Or even something that, you experienced different as you walked. Go ahead.
I'm just going to be brutally honest. I really didn't want to come today. there's major pushback, but I was impressed with how simple and how easy it is once you get out there and once you do it. And so just more of an encouragement to do it more and to be a people of peace through our city doing stuff like that.
Thanks. Thanks for being honest. Anybody else?
I echo the same in that sometimes it's difficult to be uncomfortable. And today I had my two sons with me because I'm serving today, and I just didn't know, like, what was this walk going to be like? And it was a real teaching moment for me to explain to a 10-year-old and a 5-year-old, this place is here because there are people in need, and we are here praying for them. It's an opportunity that I don't get in my everyday interaction with school, work, and being uncomfortable and doing it. It's hard to sometimes say, expose me to uncomfortable things, Lord, so that I may grow and experience those. So thank you for putting it together, and thank you, Lord, for arranging just how this morning's been.
Awesome. Thanks, Eric.
This morning, as we were preparing to come, Lane read through what the prayer walk was, and I was a little bit surprised. I was thinking we were going to walk around and pray for sort of our family and friends, and I was like, oh, we got to pray for other people, like in downtown. I don't have the capacity to pray for those things, but it was really good to sort of reset expectations and open our eyes and minds and hearts to everything else, all of the need that exists all around us on a day-to-day basis. And specifically today, I was kind of surprised when I felt prompted to pray for the owners of the Carnegie Library Building where we used to meet. I just kind of saw it out of the corner of my eye, and that was a pretty complicated situation when we left there, and we didn't leave. It wasn't the best of terms. But Jesus calls us to pray for people that maybe haven't treated us well or that we don't feel the warmest feelings towards. So I prayed for them, and I prayed that something unique and special and for God's kingdom would happen in that building.
That's good. Thanks, Kevin.
So I just really appreciated, you know, kind of this what to expect on the backside here. And it says, be ready. You might encounter someone. And so kind of that, what do I say when someone asks me what I'm doing? How much of a conversation do I want to have? Just because I feel convicted about something being right doesn't mean I'm ready to engage in the conversation. And so I just appreciated that a simple statement, like, we're praying for the needs of our community. Like, that just really resonated with me as something that is simple. And it doesn't put up walls. It just sort of puts, like, it brought my guard down a little bit. And so, like I said, just because I think that something's right or needs to be done doesn't mean that I necessarily know how I'm going to engage someone. So I just appreciated how that was set up this morning.
Thanks, Carly.
So my wife and I used to live about 3 blocks from here. And so we used to see the pain and suffering that was in the community all the time. And so God really put on my heart just that just because we don't see it doesn't mean it's not there. And all the brokenness, all the pain, all the suffering, that we should be praying for it a whole lot more than we already are.
Thanks, Stephen.
I think I was reminded of God's plan for shalom, which is just that inner working of everything for the good of all. And how we see bits and pieces of that, we see the world structured in a way with the seasons and the sun and the shade, and we see organizations that help administrate, and we see banks and we see businesses and the way that we work together. But then there's also broken parts of it, and we can see those. But just that, just reminded of God's heart and his plan for shalom, for the city, for this world, and say, so be it. Amen. Come, Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
First of all, thank you for putting the route together. I love this city. I love this place. I love this church. And the places that you picked out on the map were our places where needs are being met, where people are being served, where love is being administered, Salvation Army, Safe Place, Sidewalk. The places that weren't on the map, the guy that we walked around is passed out on the sidewalk, a couple of blocks over, the mitigation camp. That's where the needs are. These are our brothers and sisters. These are our sons and daughters. This is our community. And Jesus is here with us. Where two or more are gathered. And we are to go there. Thank you for this.
Thanks, Brian.
I was just really encouraged how walking with my community, listening to what they see, encouraged me and opened my eyes to things. Maybe there is situations. I walked around with the Sloans, and they used to work downtown, so just their eyes had information that let me know where a need was or where a need wasn't being met in a real person-to-person way. And I love that the way that just the simple act of praying and looking together and being in it helped me to see something different that I wouldn't normally see. And somebody else said, just because we don't see it doesn't mean it's not there. And kind of walking amongst it and going, okay, God, what do you want us to see? Listening to our brothers and sisters and saying, what do you know? What have you seen? It helped me see what I didn't know. And then kind of led to, so I think one of that little theme of people being seen came up. And one other that was really beautiful that I really wanted to share was Dave pointed out the artesian well, and that had been shut down because of just too much crime and violence. And we were just in prayer, made this analogy to God's living water being underneath. And that there's this spring, you know, like that can just pop out of us, like we're that point where if we let it, that well can just come up, living water can come up out of us. And just that analogy, just whoa, it just really was so beautiful and powerful. And the way that evil can come and just put a cap over that artesian well so that water isn't spring, but it's still there. So anyway, I just thought that was really beautiful. I want to share it with all of you. Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel. That is a beautiful picture. So I hope the things that are stirred in your mind and imagination continues to be stirred, that you understand and realize the power of God that's in us. This river of living water of the Spirit that's in us, that God is doing new things in downtown, in our county, in our region, in your workplace, in your neighborhood, in our homes, that we would pursue him, be praying for him, and seeking with eyes open to the adventure that he's calling us to join him in. So once you stand with me, if you're able to stand, let's sing one last song and then be sent back out into our places where we live with the love and grace of Jesus.